Welcome to Wolf Dan's Saturday set in what is the series finale of the best show on television. And we are reaching our peak right at the right time, the King Zone. Last Saturday, we shot the lights out. Wasn't it a pleasure? We did.
The live stream. Yeah, we did too. Yeah, it's seven days. It's a long time in this game.
The live stream was very good. You enjoyed the live stream, didn't you, King?
Oh, actually, no microphone. It was wicked.
Yeah, you tipped plenty of winners, though.
Yeah,
you're
it was good.
Fire.
It was good. The live stream.
It was just one of those rare days. And I think a few people who stumbled across us for the first time thought, how long has this been going on?
The country provincials was on fire, which was great.
It's good fun. Everyone had a great time.
It was good fun.
Obviously, backing winners takes you a long, long way to do that. And there was a bit of a feast on Saturday. There's been a few famines along the way as well. The highlight was Uncle Mal. Uncle Mal's sitting over there in the editor's chair. So on Saturday, he had to help out with the live stream. And normally on a Saturday, Uncle Mal, you usually have a budget of a couple hundred bucks to mess around with. But on Saturday, he wasn't able to bet because he's committed to his job and committed to making the best possible content for you. So what he decided to do was take some of the Saturday set tips, turn it into a multi, and what happened was quite interesting. And I've actually made it into a short film, and you can see up on the screen here now, it's a remake of the 1989 Richard Dreyfuss movie, Let It Ride. And it just goes for a few minutes, and I thought a way to get us going quickly is to watch this. Let's watch it and see what happens with Uncle Mal's multi last Saturday.
I will say, Jason goes off very early.
Uncle Malvin has one to go in the all-up.
That was home a long way from home, though.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh! Okay, hang on.
No, shush. Don't talk to me.
No, okay.
Don't talk to me.
We need to know, mate.
Don't talk to
me. Okay, can someone else talk to you?
I don't want to talk to you
Kings
about
Okay, Kings.
I don't want to talk to you about it.
But can we talk to Kings about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Kings, Mal needs to talk to you.
Yes, mate.
I've had an all-up. Murray Bridge, race five, number two, three rings.
Yep, which one?
Belmont, race three, number five, Ollie's Choice.
That win.
And Belmont, race five, number four, Antique Miss.
Yeah, beautiful.
Last leg, Belmont, race seven, number one, Rocking Rupert.
Ooh. What price, mate?
I think it was about 60s or something like that.
60s?
Are they like all Saturday set tips?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah? How much we had?
I had 200 on it.
Whoa!
We're going off that. Don't talk to me.
Uncle Mal, it's race seven at Belmont Saturday night. You've got a big multi going. What's happened? Talk us through.
Yeah, so basically we've had 240 sheets. I thought it was only 200, but it's 240.
Oh, jeez.
on a little all up here at 60-1. Yeah, so it's a Saturday set all up. Here we go. Uncle Mal, nervous. Nervous.
Jump well.
Middle of the fence. Okay.
It's in the Vega Magic. Vega Magic colours, right?
Yeah.
Go quick.
Get off the fence.
Go faster. Go faster in front.
Yeah, they are pushing them along.
Scrubbed along a bit.
Yeah, needs some galloping room.
Needs room.
Yeah.
It's in a terrible spot.
No.
Looks cast. Looks very bad.
Heaven's open up.
It's travelling all right.
Come on, get some clear room.
Oh, come on.
Go through.
On.
Get through the gap. Butt.
No, just fucking
go. Come push it. Go.
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 Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Go.
So there it is, the remake of the 1989 movie Let It Ride. Congratulations, Uncle Mal.
He did
14,000 sheets, well deserved.
He did couldn't let have gone it to a better too, because I tried to get him to get 1,000 or 1,500 back out of it. Fitzy tried and nah, I'm just going to go to the line.
It's staunch behaviour. And there's no better advertisement for memberships with us than what just happened there. So up on the screen now, you can see what we're offering at the moment. $30 on a Saturday, you get access to all of our form. We've also got an introductory package where you get the full pro punter package for 7 days. You can see it up there. So tremendous value. So if you want to come and have a bit of fun with us and try and improve your punting, Wolfden Pack memberships are the way to go. Very easy to go and get them. You can find them on the app, or there's also be a link in the description as well. Moving on from that King Zone, it's time to move towards feature races. Got a great meeting in Flemington. It's good racing all across the country. Obviously, it's coming off the boil a little bit, but that's the time of year. We're going to start in Melbourne, where we are deep in the VRC Winter Series. We're going to go to Flemington Race 8. It's a 2,000-metre race for the three-year-olds. It's the Mahogany Series, which is part of the VRC Winter Series. The Mahogany Series is trying to develop three-year-old stayers. 2,000-metre race, as I said, and Eliud is one of the equal favourites. Eliud is interesting for two reasons. One, I'm sure it's named after the great marathon runner Eliud Kipchoge. It's also won two on the bounce in New Zealand and come over here. What did you make of the race?
Yeah, Rich, there's the four main chances all coming out of the same race, which was 2 weeks ago, over 2,000 as well. So you've got Lady in Pink, you've got Steel Run, you've got Aztec State, and also the horse that I thought was slight value was Zambezi Khan, which ran second in a Group 3 over at Morpheville a couple of runs ago. It's around the $11 or $12 mark.
Yeah, it's up on the AI screen at the moment.
Yeah, so as you can see, bullet rating of 81. The other interesting horse is Eliud, which is coming over from New Zealand, won its last two in New Zealand, and just brings a different form line, 1,600 metres last start, going up to 2,000 for the first time. But there's a consider backing there on AI, but I'm going to have something on Eliud. The Kiwis have been doing well when they've been coming over, but it's a tough race just from a pure value perspective. I thought Zambezi Khan looked a decent bet. What do you say, Fizz?
Yeah, tight race for me on the ratings as well, mate. I had number one Lady in Pink top pick, which won for me last start. Sat three wide in that race that they're all coming out of. Look, it had the worst run out of all of them and still beat them.
Yep.
I did think Zambezi Khan had its every hope. It's that third fence, got out, couldn't run down the leader. So for me, I wouldn't be on the four. But Steel Run was a good run from the back of the field. They only went slow to medium in that tempo in that race. So for a horse that sort of got right back Steel Run, it might run over the top of them. It's probably got a bit of upside. I did talk, Eliud, I looked at briefly. The only thing I'll say about it is it seems to have its form all on the wet tracks, and it's going to be good track in Melbourne this weekend. So I'm always aware of scared of the NZ stayers when they come over. But, I just thought maybe it would want a wet track.
As you say, with those sort of lower class distance races, something different wins every week.
That's right.
You've been saying that for ages, and it reminds me because it always happens.
Yeah. They all race each other in 1 week. 1 week one wins, and then they'll race each other again. Yeah, agree.
All right, we're going to keep rolling. We're going to go to Flemington Race 9. We're sticking with the three-year-olds. This is the Creswick Sprint Series, part of the VOC Winter Series again. Interesting thing here is Joe Pride has sent the Black Cloud down from Sydney. When Joe Pride sends one down to Flemington, we've got to pay attention. I might start with you, Fizzer. What did you make of that race, Flemington Race 9?
I found the Black Cloud, mate. I've been on it first up when it won, and then I had something on it last start when it was much shorter. I didn't love the 1,000 metres, staying at the 1,000 metres second up, and I think the step up to 1,100 will be perfect. Joe seems to time the run right with these horses taken from Sydney to Melbourne and down the straight. He seems to know the horses that are going to handle it. Mm-hmm. So I'm banking on it being the right one this weekend. I'm going to have something on the weekend, not an official set tip, but I'll be on the Black Cloud. My other hopes were Marble 9, which ran second last start, had its chance. Been down the straight before though, so you know it handles it. And a roughie, number 6, Scorsese, was my roughie for the race.
Great work, Fins. King?
Fings. The only horse I could be on is the Black Cloud. It's not a bet for me at the moment. I don't have a bet in the race, but it is drawn out in 13, and we've seen the bias there down the straight in a couple of times is quite evident. So I'm going to watch. There's one straight race before that, and that's in race 5. So I'll be watching that. If the outside's on fire,
you love doing your form on the straight races, don't you?
Down the middle, yeah. So I don't like backing horses that haven't run down the straight before, but as you say, Fizz, Joe Pride's a real horseman. He wouldn't be putting the Black Cloud in if he didn't think that he had a great chance.
Very good. Okay, before we close off the Flemington race, I just want to draw your attention to our friends from the Melbourne Racing Club. They're doing a promotion for the 24-25 season for memberships, and if you want to get a 25% discount on that, they've offered it to all Den members. It's up on your screen at the moment. The details to go and do that will be in the description of this video. We really appreciate the support we get from the Melbourne Racing Club. So there it is if you want to go and do it. Let's keep rolling with the feature races. We're off to Randwick. We're back in New South Wales. It's been a few weeks since we had a feature race here. So the Civic Stakes Race 8, a 1,400-metre race. We've got the AI screen up there. Now, Tamerlane is up the top there, and it's red. And I find that a little bit interesting because Tamerlane's been a very good horse to us in the den. I think of that original video, the Melbourne Cup video, where you were getting absolutely slaughtered. I think Tamerlane was one of the horses you had one of the biggest results on to get back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've got a short memory. I don't think back too far, but is that right?
Yeah, it was. And it has, when it's been second up its last two times, it's won both of those times, right? It's second up again on Saturday. It's got the incomparable J-Mac on board, and you say lay. Tell
I
us
do.
Why.
Two main reasons. Very plain first up at Scone. But the main reason's the weight plus the age. So Tamerlane's obviously getting older like all of us, but I think 39 starts now, and he's giving the rest of the field mostly 6 kilos. So off those three factors, really, that's why we've got Tamerlane there at a bullet rating of 39. The horse that I've got on top is Estadio Mestalla, which is a footy stadium over in Spain.
Wow.
Yeah. Three reasons why the bullet rating's there of 82. Third up, which I think he's going to peak, 1,400, massive tick, and a drier track as well, tick. Doesn't really like the heavy that much and hasn't had a lot of luck first two runs back. So value-wise, I think around that $6 mark, anything over that, around that is a good price.
Okay. Fizz?
Yeah, I've got number 12, Diamond Diesel, top pick, which has to step up in grade a little bit from its last start win. But punished the line last start. I like the way it came through the field and hit the line. So I got it top pick. I'll be having something on it. And I'm also back in the 14, Estadio Mestalla. I've been on it its last few. It got shuffled back a bit further than you would have wanted last start.
Yeah,
ended up third last when it was sort of jumped midfield. I think they'll be able to posse up a bit closer this time. And I think it's a really good chance at the down the bottom of the weights. Tamerlane was my next pick. Did knock up first up at Scone. I thought it was a bit disappointing, the run. It has trialled in between runs and won a trial. I'm not going to pot it. Got a third pick, but I'm not going to take it on. I'm just going to back those bottom two.
Very good. Let's move to the Ipswich Cup meeting. We've picked out one race to feature there, not the Ipswich Cup, but the Eyeliner Stakes. So Watergoes is the favourite. Bjorn Baker, Watergoes ran second to Yellow Brick. Yellow Brick was pretty fancied running the Stradbroke, but then didn't get a run. Bjorn Baker, of course, is a Stradbroke winning trainer now. What did you make of Watergoes?
Well, I think Watergoes has got a great chance, but I'll start with Jigsaw, which is in the market. Didn't think Jigsaw would get the 1350. Fancify, which is trained by Michael Hickmott, a good friend of the show, which is flying from down in Melbourne. Now he's taken Fancify up to Ipswich. Rise in grade and also more tempo. Great chance, but I think a little bit short at the $5 mark. Watergoes is the horse to beat. $2.35 I didn't think was much value at all. I think you'll get better than that. Good chance, but once again a bit short. Not really a betting race for me. There's two roughies I might have something on. Number 5, Rocketing By, and number 9, At Wit's End. Fizz?
Oh, yeah, tough race this one. Not much between all the ratings of all the top 5 or 6 picks on my stuff. So Watergoes did come out top pick, was held up a little bit last start behind Yellow Brick when J-Mac just took off. Probably gave it about 3 lengths and only got beaten a couple in the end. Going pretty good. Back to 1350, I think, suits. From the 1500 or whatever it ran around in the last start. I had number 3, Blazer Trail, an interesting runner. It's about $14. It's first up for Ma, off a long break. I did second pick, but only off rating, so it could be a bit misguided there. I didn't think Jigsaw was suited running, stepping up to the 1350. And Fancify is exactly the same as King's. It's had soft leads in Melbourne, goes up, has to take on probably a better class of race, and there's more speed, and I don't think it'll get the lead. So it'll be hard-pressed maybe to win that as well. So, yeah, Watergoes clear, but again, no value.
All right, so Dan O is actually tipping it as his A-team set. So I'll read out what Dan O says. Ipswich Race 8, number 7, Watergoes. He's flying this preparation in career-best form. His last two ratings give him a clear edge over his main rivals. And from an inside draw, he looks to map well with a perfect run just off the speed. Easy to like, exclamation mark. So Dan O is pretty keen. We'll get the other A-team tips later. And before we close off the feature races, I just wanted to draw attention to the screen right now. So up on the screen, we've got our punt party. We've got another punt party, which is happening this time on track at Albion Park up in Queensland. We're doing a bit of work with Racing Queensland for the Queensland Greyhound Winter Racing Carnival. And the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club and also Racing Queensland have been very generous, and they've given us a little bit of a private suite, and we can accommodate about 30 or 40 people from the den. They can put on a little bit of food and beverage for us, which is very, very nice. Of course, we'll be betting right up and trying to make some money out of the night. So if you do want to come along to that, my email is in the description. Hit me with an email. There's not many places left. It's going to be a fantastic night. We're going to have a lot of fun. Our punt parties are really starting to gather steam. And of course, we're going to have a lot of punt parties in the second half of this year. Anyway, if you're interested, there it is. Hit me up and I hope to see you there. I think it's time for our Saturday sets, or your Saturday sets, I should say.
Yes.
You want to go for it.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't have any official Saturday set tips in those feature races. So I have got three official Saturday set tips. Let's start over in WA. Race 8, I tipped this one before. Race 8, number 13, the Boss Lady. I think I tipped it a couple of weeks ago. And the Boss Lady got way too far back. Parnham got a long way back, and it was beaten by a horse called Brave Spirit. I think if the Boss Lady gets anywhere close to Brave Spirit, she will blow Brave Spirit right away. $5.50 at the moment looks a good price to me. Then let's go to Randwick, race 6, number 14, Time Quest, which is first emergency at the moment. But I thought $6.50 Time Quest. Let's hope that Time Quest gets a run right down in the weights. Didn't have a lot of luck last start again. Just think it's great value. Mm-hmm. And then let's go to Friday.
Oh, the Friday set.
Let's try and do three in a row. Yeah, I thought Saturday looked hard.
Yeah, it did, actually. Yeah.
Really hard. So let's go to Geelong. Geelong race 3, number 7, Only Gold Will Do. Ready to peak third up. Same course and distance as last start. Should have nearly won last time. Ran third. About 3.20 or something like that.
Delicious.
Won't start that price.
Delicious.
Will not start
that
price.
The fans love the Friday set.
Yeah. So the bank builder.
The bank builder.
So let's do it. Three tips.
Bang. Yeah.
One winner.
Going out in style.
One winner we don't lose.
Yeah.
So that's good.
They're all good prices, yeah.
Fizz?
Love a bank builder. Wouldn't mind a few of them before Saturday. I thought it was quite tough, but I'm going to give 5.
Whoa!
On the back up from last week. I thought may as well have a crack. So everyone, race 1 in Morpheville, number 7. A lot of people probably going to pot this horse, but I'm not. Maracord.
No.
I'm going again.
Non-winner.
Yeah, that's great. That's Richie, you beauty. That just made it a bigger moral.
I looked at it.
Gets up to 1,600. I've spoken to Michael Hickmont this morning. Said it's airborne. Said he can't see it losing. There we go. We're going to Ipswich race 1, number 5, a horse called Atmosphere. First up for a new trainer, Jack Bruce. There's no trial to report of. So, but where there's smoke, there's fire. The minute the tab went up, it was about $7 into $4.60.
Always a good sign.
So for me, that was enough. I'm going to get on its back. And then we're going to go to Sydney race 5, number 8. Horse called Kerguelen. It's had one start for James Cummings. It won by about 8 lengths. I think it'll come to town. J Mac jumps on it. I think it'll win its second start as well. We're going to go to Belmont. Race 5, number 3, a horse called Falcon Trader. Now, this horse won at Northam last start over 1,600. Was stiff the start before. It sat on a hot speed. They went 1,000,000 miles per hour and it sat outside the leader and it kicked and won.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great value. It's gone up $5.50, so I'm pretty excited about that price. And then we'll go to the last, race 9, number 6, Pike again in the last. Hopefully we can repeat the dose from last week. Horse called Babir. I don't think it tried first up, or maybe it just wasn't ready first up. It was 1,000 metres. It's going to 1,300 this weekend. I think Pike will get it in the perfect spot in the run, and I think it'll be too good.
Great, mate.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code GALLOP. Take on the fun this winter carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features, including Bet Ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, Yard Comments to give you the on-course insights straight from the parade ring, and Black Book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this winter carnival.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
I'll read the A set, what's left of the A team set out. Chris Camilleri, both these horses are pretty nice prices, which is tasty. Chris Camilleri, Randwick, race 2, number 8, Vanquish. Tough front running, Waterhouse and Bot style galloper coming off an impressive all the way win over 1,550 metres last start. Strips fitter now, and with a 2 kilogram claim for the apprentice, the gelding will prove tough to run down. Dream Team Matt, he's off to Ipswich, race 5, number 10, Orton. Made a winning burst on the wrong part of the track last start. Ipswich looks to suit and drawn a nice soft barrier. Moving on from that, RI staking plan up on the screen. I've got myself back in the game over the last couple of weeks.
Well done.
One of the tips been pretty good, so it's not that hard to. Accountability time. Let's move to accountability time. It's a pretty picture.
What I the won last leading week, the didn't one. I? Yeah, I win a couple hundred.
Yep.
What's my percentage?
12. Yeah, which is great. All the percentage on turnovers are great. The profit's great.
Is everyone winning?
Everyone's winning, yeah.
How good's that?
Unfortunately, I've got the worst percentage on turnovers.
It's all right. You're winning 8%.
Yeah.
How good's that?
It is. It's fantastic. And it's to win $200 when a max bet of $100.
Yep.
And as I said earlier, hopefully we have another good week and we finish off on a really high note. Yeah. So with that out of the way, Kings, I think we're just going to sort of cruise along for this last bit of the Saturday set for this series and have a good chat.
Let's do it.
First thing I want to talk about, Asfura, one of the great nights in Australian racing history. Eighth horse to go over to Ascot and win, probably the one that we thought was least likely to do it. I put together a little bit of a highlights package. It goes for about a minute. I'm going to get Trillmint to play it for us here while we sort of talk about it all.
Mm.
So there's Asfura before they go out to Royal Ascot. You see Chanel Ellis there. The strapper. The King's arriving. He's Chucky getting there. Apparently there's mail that Chucky might be coming to the Melbourne Cup. That'd be pretty cool.
Yep.
All right.
It shows how good our sprinters are, eh?
Yeah.
And Asfura was well backed. I looked before I went to bed. I didn't bet on the race, but Asfura was around $8.50 and I think started around $5.50. So it was a lot of money because there's huge money on
there. So here it is. There she is in the middle of the track. So she's in the light blue and black cap and she's just coming in now. A withering burst, as Uncle Mal likes to say. She goes right on with it too. So the 1,000 metre sprint like, it's just a perfect distance. And just, yeah, wonderful to see. And this is the best part of it. So this is Chanel Ellis, an Australian lass. She's gone all the way over there. She's as fur as a strapper in Australia in Ballarat. Look at the static she is. Wonderful to see. It's what race is all about.
Well done, everyone.
And there's Henry Dwyer, the man who made it all happen. Took a big risk. Seems like a really lovely bloke.
How fun.
Yeah, I think a lot of people got a big kick out of it. It was really cool.
What an amazing amazing run and amazing thrill for connections to go over there as well. Imagine if we got a horse and all and have the
we've got to go. I reckon
drink
2 years
betting
from now.
Right
we've got to go to yeah, Uncle Mal. Cool. We've got to go to Ascot, don't we? 2 years from now, we've got to find a way to get there somehow, some way. I don't know. All of us got to go, and all of you guys can come as well. State of Origin King Zone. I've heard a
Wednesday
whisper.
Night.
I've heard a whisper that you're declaring the New South Wales Blues the greatest bet of all time. Is that right?
No, not of all time. Of this year.
Okay, just
not
of
all
this
time.
Year. Right.
I took 4.5 as soon as everyone was telling me how bad New South Wales were. What did I do? I stepped straight into the 4.5 after the match, the +4.5. Now, I think they'll start favourite.
Okay.
You could see Moses has come back, Latrell Mitchell's come back, Cam Murray's come back. That's different looking side.
Bit of X factor there.
Yeah, bit of X factor there. I think it's $1.90 take your pick virtually now.
It's going to be going off now. We have a lot of Victorian viewers watching this and I hope you are going to the MCG. You cheer on sporting events like no others do. And the MCG will be absolutely rocking.
Well, we know what happens when one team leads 1-0. Once they're not as switched on mentally a lot of the time when they're up 1-0 in a series. And also everyone wants a 1-1 result. So the referees may just favour New South Wales a little bit after giving Joseph the old send-off.
Anything to add, Fizz?
No, I'm just listening to the Kings declare the Blues again.
What are you going to do?
Just watch him burn money on him.
So you like Queensland?
No, I just think that... Yeah, I'm just going to watch.
I took 2:30 straight away after the team
announcements. You've handled the bet very well.
So
when they go down 6-0 in the first 5 minutes, that 2:30 is back the other way.
We'll see.
So King's Zone, we're gonna take a 6 week break now, and I've got a couple
from
questions.
From the Saturday set,
yeah. So obviously everything still keeps rolling in the den, AI in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a couple of questions for you.
What
are you going to do over the next 6 weeks or so to get yourself ready for what might be the biggest spring campaign ever? You've got to keep yourself winning, but there's a lot of people out there who also look to you for guidance and whatnot. So first question is, what are you going to do personally over the next 6 weeks to get yourself as prepared as possible?
Well, apart from going on a break for 2 weeks, which I think is very important to give your mind a rest and also your eyes a holiday. So I think that's important. So in that 6 weeks, so a third of that will be resting when I will have a couple of bets
shut
on the
off?
Sport. Nah. From racing, I like going overseas because it's in a different time zone and I'm not getting phone calls, I'm not watching races, so I can switch off more. If there's the Euros are on, if they're still on, I'll have a bet on that. A bit of cricket or something, I'll bet on that. But pretty much, no, I won't look at the races or I will give myself a break because I need to from looking at the phone all the time as well. So the other 4 weeks will be the same as what they are here, really. I'm obsessed at the moment with improving my form, mm-hmm. getting the form better. I'm not happy with where it's at right now. Mm-hmm. It's at a good place, but I know I can improve. I know what I've got to do to improve. So I'm just going through each segment, whether it be times or video comments or mapping or, you know, how weight affects horses. I'm just segmenting each part of the form. And I'm really doing a deep dive into it. Mm-hmm. I'm uncovering a lot of things which I have done in the last 4 weeks. I'm working on some amazing algorithms, which the early results are off the charts,
wow.
which is really exciting. So I'm really pumped. So every waking moment that I've got, I'm just sitting there working on that,
yeah.
With a lot of help from computer guys, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm just obsessed with improving AI, really,
yeah,
which great. Is the form that I bet off. Apart from that, just enjoying life.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next question is, what can everyone out there do who want to have a really big spring and, you know, we're a bit quieter and they've got 6 weeks to do things? What could they do to try and improve their punting and their approach over the next 2 weeks? I mean, an obvious thing is like AI, like it'd be great if they pay the $30 and get AI every Saturday. It's a good learning curve. And if it doesn't work out for them over the 6 weeks, they can drop off.
Well, it's a great time to try something like AI. The question is, it about AI? But I'll answer it as well. But it's a great time to try AI at the moment because for $30, while the racing isn't so hot, for $30 you'll get access to the whole form 7 days a week to try it. So it's a good time to go out there and try it. But I was sitting there watching the US Open Golf on Sunday morning when I woke up, and I hadn't watched it Friday, just been too busy, hadn't watched it Saturday, hadn't done any form on or any research, didn't know how anyone was going, had sitting there having a cup of tea, looking on my phone, and I saw DeChambeau was about $4. He birdied one to go two up, he came into 280. I thought, geez, that seems short, there's still, you know, a round and a half of golf to go. I picked up the phone to go and get 10,000 out of him at 290, and I thought to myself, why are you laying him for? Why? Oh, you think he's too short? Well, you don't know. You haven't done any research. You haven't been watching it. Why is he too short? So I hung the phone up and he happened to win, but it's not really the point whether he won or not. And I spoke about this on the Den. I put up some howls during the week. I don't care who you are. I'm a professional and I do it.
Yeah.
I've cut it out a lot now. I don't really do it. But what I'm talking about is having lazy bets, having bets that you're just having because you're bored or having because you don't. You just want to save. So horses, for example, you really like number one. Oh, but what if numbers two or three win? Oh, I might just have something on them and save. Those are losing bets. Number one, the one you really like, is your winning bet. Mm. And then you're saving on numbers two and three. So ask yourself, is this bet that I'm having, why am I having it for one? And number two, over time, is it a winning bet?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer to that is no, you shouldn't be having it. So one thing that I've learned over the past 9 months when I haven't really, my profit's not gone to where I'm losing, but it's gone to where I'm not making as much as what I was. And one thing I've learned is you don't have to have as many bets because the market's pretty tight now.
Yeah.
You need to reduce your number of bets. You need to only have the better bets that really count over time. And you need to think, like, is this a, sound like a tagline, is this a bet that I should be having?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
The only tagline I actually like, because is this a bet I should be having in terms of, is it a profitable bet over time? And those bad bets, geez, they add up.
Yeah.
So to answer your original question, I think everybody just work on being a bit more disciplined in this period.
And time at the crease.
In any period, really. But just work on your mindset, work on being disciplined. So then when you do go into spring, when we all get too excited, you've got a better mindset and you're ready to attack and you're positive and you're prepared as well.
Beautiful. So I think that kind of brings us to a bit of an end. Got to say a couple of thank yous.
Racing. Sounds sad.
Yeah, it is a bit sad. I think we're going to miss it, but we'll be, you know, we need a freshen up. I reckon the audience probably needs a freshen up as well. But yeah, I mean, on the subject of the audience, it's incredibly humbling that we have any type of audience. And I think, you know, over the autumn, we got up to like 10,000 views on a couple of the videos, which is Saturday Sets, which is amazing. We never thought that that many people would come and watch us, but we're incredibly grateful and humbled that you all give us the support you do. I think we should shout out to Ladbrokes and Racing.com.
Yep.
They've given us great support, and they're going to continue to give us support over the springtime, and we're going to go up a gear. We're going to go up a level. The content's going to be even better. There's going to be a lot of education, a lot of entertainment, a lot of fun, live streams, Saturday sessions, punter education videos, the art of the punt. There's a lot going on.
It's exciting.
And we're very humbled and gracious that we're right in the thick of it all, and we know it's a privilege and we want to do a great job with it. So I think that's probably it, right? Yeah.
That's it. Let's
Fizzer? Thank you, mate. Thank you as well for...
Thanks for having me.
You get a good break, mate. I know you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, so, 6 weeks off. You beauty.
Very good. All right. Well, that's about it. Signing off from us. We appreciate the support. Up the den. Bring on the spring. It's going to go off. Let's go.